Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bill Anderson, the CEO with Carr & Dean Design Flooring. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I've caught you at Carr & Dean USA headquarters in Pittsburgh. Thought I'd spend a few minutes talking about how the business is doing. Before we get to that, though, let's talk a little bit about your background. You're one of those executives in our business that's got a real interesting sports background because you played for the Nittany Lions in college, didn't you?
I did. I was fortunate enough back in the early to mid-90s to play football up at Penn State.
You played pretty well. I think the wins and losses while you were there was 41 wins and 7 losses. That's not bad.
No, that's very, very good that you have that number. That is exactly right. I was I was lucky enough to be on some very good teams. I played with a lot of great guys that went on to play and make money playing football. I wasn't one of those guys, hence why I'm in the role that I'm in now. But yeah, it was a great experience. I grew up in Western Pennsylvania and had always had a dream to play college football, and growing up as a big fan of Penn State and Coach Paterno, and had an opportunity to actually go and be a part of those teams and start as a senior.
And then getting into your career, looks like your career is about evenly split. You spent the first part of your career in kind of a sourcing, purchasing manager role with several companies, one of them being GE, and then you've been with Carr & Dean. So I think 11 years now at Carr & Dean, right?
That's correct. I'm a supply chain guy that had an opportunity in 2009 when Ed Perrin called and asked me to interview. That we were trying to build our foundation from a company standpoint back when we were kind of climbing out of the first recession back in 08, 09, and we had our eyes on trying to make the most out of this. And it's interesting because with us only doing LVT, you know, I'm a flooring guy, but I'm really just an LVT flooring guy because that's all I know.
Mm-hmm. And you've had this CEO role for about a year and a half, right?
Yeah, April of last year.
Okay, so you just mentioned it. Your product focus with Carr & Dean Design Flooring is LVT, and I think the business is evenly split, too, about 50% commercial and 50% residential. Is that right?
That is correct.
Tell us how business is done, and with a caveat that we all know this has been an interesting year, so fill us in.
Interesting is a good way to define that. You know, we've been dealing, obviously, with the tariffs, but that's been in play, you know, in and out for quite some time. Obviously the pandemic, but we've been lucky. I mean, we started this year, we came out of last year and had a really terrific first quarter, which for us was really a savior for us this year because obviously things started to fall apart a little bit in April. Yeah. As it stands right now, year to date, we're about, you know, even with last year, a little bit up on last year's numbers, which we're fortunate to be in that position. And that's across both retail and commercial. Mm-hmm. From the standpoint of being able to kind of hitch ourselves to that really good first quarter, we've been slowly climbing out back into, you know, some of the budget numbers that we set for this year. So, you know, the last, I would say July and this month have been really, really good. You know, those 3 months, April, May, and June, probably like a lot of people, we were trying to figure out what it actually was going to do to us in the grand scheme of things. But we felt really good. We were able to follow some of the directives here we had in Pennsylvania as far as the remote work and keeping people. And I think, like everybody, you have to be a little bit flexible, customer service, and getting the sales team out. We do have 3 distribution centers across the country, so we were dealing with our folks in Dallas and Las Vegas and Pittsburgh. But overall, we've been very pleased and really happy with where we're kind of set up for the rest of the year.
It's just interesting that I interviewed Pat Mulineaux earlier this week, and he was forced to shut down, and you're in the same state. Did y'all have to physically shut down, or were you able to keep some things open?
Yeah, we did. We had to come in with, you know, everybody talks about essential workers and things of that nature, but because our accounting and some of the things are done here at our corporate headquarters in Pittsburgh, we weren't allowed to do a whole lot operationally out of here, but we were able to still come in and do some of the back office operations, which was helpful.
Well, you should consider yourself lucky because I've talked to several other major suppliers in the business, and not all can say they're at 19 levels, so that's good to hear.
Yep.
Let's go a little deeper on the tariffs. Tell us where your products are manufactured and how you've reacted to this on-again, off-again tariff.
Again, because we've been dealing with the tariffs for some time, our products are made all over the world. We are a global company.
Yeah.
Our supply chain is probably the same as others and different from others.
Yeah.
Because we are trying to service a global company. Our global headquarters are in England, and we have a big operation in Australia, you know, all across the globe. So, you know, for us, having that global supply chain model, it has challenged us to try and look at creative ways to try and make sure that we are doing the right thing, not only from our company standpoint, but then again, you know, how that you know, rolls out to the rest of our customers. So, you know, doing you know, creative things, looking at other factories, looking at opportunities to try and do some price negotiations, things of that nature, to try to make sure that the impact isn't the full impact that we're all seeing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting to hear about all the companies that are going to be ramping up in Northwest Georgia in the next year and a half?
I think that we've all probably anticipated that. You know, at the end of the day, like I said, I mean, we're looking at all of our options. You know, certainly U.S. manufacturing, you know, moving stuff around, you know, in the countries that we're in now. But just trying to make sure that we have a plan, not just for what to do for the rest of this year, but obviously everybody's looking at what long term this right. all means for us.
Yeah. Well, you're in the fastest growing category, and you've added on the end of your name, Carndean Design Flooring. That leads me to the next question. When you start talking about what sets you apart, tell us what makes Carndean a little different.
Well, we've, you know, made our brand on design flooring, hence why we're very proud of having that in our name. That goes with the ability to not only take, you know, the glue down aspects of what we do and put a design spin on that. We are constantly trying to develop the look. We do play across all the different formats, so trying to keep the design aspects in our rigid core, and not only that, but the loose lay and glue down. So, you know, when you look at us, we feel that we do offer something in all those different areas. We can play in volume, we can play in specifics as it relates as you have to commercially. And in glue down, you know, the fact that we do feel that there are a lot of design aspects with some of the add-ons you can do with our product, with design strips and, you know, the different things that go with our glue down products that allow us to have that design aspect out there.
Right. I mean, for those that haven't looked at it, I mean, you can do whole rooms with borders. You've got a component system that's probably very unique. And just to put a little bit more emphasis on this design aspect, one of your product lines is called Van Gogh, isn't it?
It is. And that was a lot of our longstanding brand names are Van Gogh, Da Vinci, yeah. Michelangelo. We've had a lot of influence, you know, to try and bring that thought process in when you think Carndean, that there is a lot of design in it.
So as we look to the future, one of the things that everybody's wondering about is, you know, what's going to go on with offices, with everybody staying at home. We all are seeing this emphasis with people fixing up their homes. So that's probably not just short term, would you think?
Yeah, and I'm a perfect example. I have two boys at home that are, my wife is trying, you know, I'm trying to work at home sometimes, so it's an office. You got social aspects of the home and trying to pull people in from a, you know, people aren't going out to restaurants and bars. People are being home, and you might have a dinner in your kitchen and then go out to the fire pit or something like that. And then you also have the education aspect. You know, our dining room right now is set up for two kids to be learning remotely. So a lot of activity happening in the home, and certainly people are looking to refresh that, which I think is going to lead to a lot of good business for all of us.
Yeah. Well, last question. The fact that services is pushed back, you know, last services is the first time that I shook your hand. You had a hospitality event. It was very nice. So with services moving to June, we'll have to find an alternative for launching season one products, right?
Absolutely, and we're working on that now. And, you know, we always try to combine our national sales meeting around that same time, so we're trying to get creative on how we do that. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's created challenges for all of us, but I know that our team is up for the task, and it's certainly challenging us all to figure out how we can be creative and make sure that we don't miss a beat.
All right, Bill, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us an update on what's going on with Carndean. Again, I've been talking to Bill Anderson, the CEO of Carndean Design Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.